I have to talk to you about Jerry Seinfeld's op-ed in the New York Times. So I'm recording this on Monday afternoon. I had already recorded Tuesday's show, which will now be Wednesday's show, because I saw this and I'm like, oh, I can't wait to do this. I almost did a bonus episode over this. So let's start with The Guardian and the setup to what is coming from Jerry. You will enjoy this a lot. The Guardian writes, James Altucher, a former hedge fund manager, now writes on entrepreneurship, investing, economy, jobs, choosing yourself, ideas for the new abnormal every week. He's also co-owner of a comedy club, Stand Up New York, on West 78th and Broadway. Time out. I've met James a few times. Perfectly nice guy. Enjoyed my time with him. Seemed always super cool to me. And I'm not saying there's any issue coming up here. He just had his opinion that Jerry didn't like. So, James Altucher, cool guy. Stand Up New York. Back in the days of Sirius, they would have us over. Did some shows there for Steven Van Zandt. Had a great time. I know the owner, Donnie. I know James a little bit. I know Donnie a little better. Nice club. Just playing all my cards up. In a column on LinkedIn that went viral, Altucher bemoaned the effect of the coronavirus shutdown and detailed his own move to Miami under the headline, New York City is dead forever, here's why, James wrote. I love New York City, and he listed reasons including, quote, every subculture I loved, being able to play chess all day and all night, and going to comedy clubs. No matter what happened to me, New York City was a net I could fall back on and bounce back up. Now it's completely dead. But New York City always bounces back. No, not this time. But New York City's the center of the financial universe. Opportunities will flourish here again. Not this time. New York City has experienced worse. No, it hasn't. This caught the attention of Jerry Seinfeld, an op-ed in the New York Times titled Jerry Seinfeld, So You Think New York is Dead? By Jerry Seinfeld, the New York Times qualifies and says, Mr. Seinfeld is a comedian. I love how they stick to their formatics no matter what. I'll excerpt from what Jerry wrote. Manhattan is an island off the coast of America. Are we part of the United States? Kind of. And this is one of the toughest times we've had in quite a while. But one thing I know for sure, the last thing we need in the thick of so many challenges is some putts on LinkedIn wailing and whimpering, everyone's gone, I want 2019 back. Oh, shut up. Imagine being in a real war with this guy by your side, listening to him go, I used to play chess all day, I could meet people, I could start any type of business. Wipe your tears, wipe your butt, and pull it together. He says he knows people who have left New York for Maine, Vermont, Tennessee, Indiana. I've been all these places many, many, many times over many decades, and with all due respect and affection, are you kidding me? He says everyone's gone for good. How the hell do you know that? You moved to Miami. Yes, I also have a place on a Long Island, but I will never abandon New York City, ever, Jerry continued. And I've been on stage at your comedy club Stand Up New York quite a few times. It could use a little sprucing up, if you don't mind me saying. I wouldn't worry about it. You can do it from Miami. Jerry continues. Real, live, inspiring human energy exists when we coagulate together in crazy places like New York City. Feeling sorry for yourself because you can't go to the theater for a while is not the essential element of character that made New York the brilliant diamond of activity it will one day be again. You found a place in Florida? Fine. We know the sharp focus and restless, resilient, creative spirit that Florida is all about. You think Rome is going away too? London? Tokyo? The East Village? They're not. They change, they mutate, they reform. Because greatness is rare, and the true greatness that is New York City is beyond rare. It's unknown. Unknown any place out of New York City. You say New York will not bounce back this time. Jerry going hard. So Altucher responded. Now, if you follow him on social media and you follow his podcast, I imagine James is loving the attention. He does like promotion. And hey, Jerry, if you want to dump all over this podcast, please do. This podcast is horrible, and I encourage you to tell all your fans just how horrible it is. James responded on Twitter, and he wrote he was glad that Seinfeld took the time from his compound in the Hamptons to write a piece on me without addressing any of the actual problems New York City faces. EMT workers are getting fired. Teachers, MTA workers, police, and more. Address the real problems and be a hero. Jerry's a good guy, but I wish he saw the actual reality of what's happening now. A ranticle will not solve the city's issues. The Guardian points out that, in fact, Seinfeld did nod to his own luck in being able to leave the stricken city, unlike millions of New Yorkers who remain doing their best in the age of homeschooling, uncertain employment, and the ever-present threat of a virus that has disproportionately impacted communities of color. Altucher tweeted back at Jerry that he was glad to have inspired Jerry Seinfeld to finally write new jokes. From Deadline, Amy Poehler will make her documentary feature directing debut. The working title is Lucy and Desi, about Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz. The film will tell the story of the groundbreaking comedian who changed the landscape and possibilities for what funny, ambitious women might achieve in Hollywood. That includes Polar, blah, blah, blah. One of the suits at Imagine Documentaries said, as television's long-reigning first family, Lucy and Desi blazed a revolutionary trail through the cultural landscape that laid the groundwork for so much of the entertainment industry as we now know it. They created so many television firsts, not only in the portrayal of a multi-ethnic marriage or Lucy's on-air pregnancy, but as the first woman to head a studio and the creators of television syndication. It's such an incredibly rich, inspiring, and entertaining story, and we're honored to bring it to the screen. My dislike for suits in press releases aside, this should be pretty good. Lucy and Desi are, like, cool in all senses of the word. And here, you're used to seeing, like, Lucy on I Love Lucy, or especially the older Lucy, where her voice dropped a little. Look up some pictures of young Lucille Ball. Nice-looking lady. And Desi? Who's cooler than Desi, right? I think Eddie Murphy did a whole bit about him, right? Desi was cool, man. Desi was super cool. Deadline writes, Ball's childhood was defined by financial and emotional hardship, but she was determined to pursue a career in show business. She met Desi on the set of the 1940 musical Too Many Girls, and in 1951, they used their own money to produce and film the pilot for I Love Lucy, which was then bought by CBS. And Decider wants to help you decide if you should watch Beth Stelling's special or not. They wrote, what comedy specials will it remind you of? Well, in terms of content, you might want to group her with contemporaries such as Michelle Wolf or Nikki Glaser, both of whom released their own hours on Netflix last year that dealt with sex and gender. Memorable jokes, whereas Wolf and Glaser may choose to joke bluntly or crassly to make their points, Stelling takes a more sly, dry path to landing her punchlines. She finds plenty of humor in her own history of codependent relationships, her sister's marriages, and how her divorced parents have gone on with their separate lives. See, that was rule of three copywriting there. I noticed it because I do it all the time. Decider says, stream it, in all caps. Stelling may not need a big stage, presenting her material eye to eye with her audience sitting on three sides of her, but she stands out and above most of her peers as one of the best joke tellers today. That is your Daily Comedy News. Jerry, New York City's dead. It's dead. It's never coming back. I say this on the Daily Comedy News podcast. Jerry Seinfeld, you're so wrong. And your sitcom Seinfeld is terrible. And all your specials are not funny. And you can tweet right at me at DCNPod. And please write an article in the New York Times about me. I would appreciate that. See you all tomorrow.